USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. The judge will hear more arguments over Trump's alleged gag order violations. Taking the witness stand Thursday will be lawyer Keith Davidson, who claims that in 2016 he represented two women who allegedly had affairs with Trump. Trump is facing nearly three dozen counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to one of those women, porn actress Stormy Daniels. The Arizona State Senate overturning that Civil War-era abortion ban? USA's John Schaefer with that story.
Two Republicans crossed the aisle to support the measure alongside Democrats. Last month, the state Supreme Court revived a law from 1864 that prohibited nearly all abortions. The legislation now moves to Governor Katie Hobbs for her signature. With the repeal of the 1864 law, Arizona's 2022 legislation, which prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, will be reinstated.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged, as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. Readings on inflation have come in above expectations.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. The House is passing legislation that cracks down on anti-Semitism. The vote, 320-91 in favor of the bill amid ongoing pro-Palestine college campus protests. The bill would require the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for enforcing anti-discrimination laws. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
One congressman says he believes he's seen harsh anti-Semitic attitudes in some of the college campus protests nationwide. Democrat Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey spoke with reporters on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Anti-Semitism, anti-hate on college campuses, violence and harassment against Jewish students, or frankly against any student, is unacceptable.
The comments come on the coattails of bipartisan agreement on a new bill in the U.S. House would require the Department of Education to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism. The vote in the House was 320-91 in favor of the bill. It's unclear how the legislation might fare in the Senate. Ford is recalling more than 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks due to taillights that failed to illuminate, as reported by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall affects specific Maverick models from 2022 to the present year. Plenty of Californians felt that earthquake Wednesday, which reportedly struck an area of Southern California at a magnitude of 4.1. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake was centered close to Corona in Riverside County near the border with Orange County. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased, standing closer to $3.66 a gallon, according to AAA. That's on average. This price remains the same as a week ago. It's 13 cents higher than a month ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.